Chairperson. Okay, so today will be the last Nidashir till after Sukkot, and as Hashem, we see after Shmai, we should resume the Monday after Sukkot. This Sukkot, Shmi Atzeres ends on Tuesday, and then Wednesday is the travel day, so no one's going to be here, and then we might as well start on Monday. So that's those that want to come, I'm going to be giving a shiur 2:30 of this Torahthon in room, I think, 307 on Tshuva Bein Mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, very fundamental shiur on Tshuva Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So that's today at 2:30, room 307, I believe, in the clock. Okay, so today we're going to continue in Yoni Ksum. If you noticed, yesterday's Slichas mentioned a lot of Ksum in yesterday's Slichas, getting rid of the Ksum, if you paid attention. Not the Sephardic Slichas is different, but the Ashkenazic Slichas has a lot to do with Ksum. Okay, so the Mishnah on Nun Tes Amud Beis speaks about various women that are together and they find blood. Yishila chalukah lanochris lanida reis atolaba. Because if you lent your clothing to some other woman, so then you could say maybe the blood is from her. And given Lashim Shilovshu Chaluk Echa and all the Shayovshu of Sasal Echa, Vimsal of Dam Kulam Timaeus. If you have three women that have one beged, and they find blood, so Kulam Timaeus. Yoshua Safshal Shal Evan Ol Adit Special Merkats with Nechemia Mitayer. She have Nechemia Omer Kaldovish Enum Kabel Tuma Enum Kabel Ksum. She have Nechemia tells us a Yesoid in Hilchas Ksum that anything that's not Mekabel Tuma is not Mekabel Ksum. Just like we said, there's a din of Tzivonim, right? Which was a Machlokas. So too, summon. If it's not mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel ksum. So he says the first case was talking about safchal shal eitz. So eitz is mekabel tuma, but this is talking about shal evan. So if you find kesem on evan, it's not mekabel. So why do we have such a halacha? So there is a Ran. I mean, there's a note of Yehuda, but it's much more long. The Ran says on page 5 in the Chidushi HaRan. He explains the Yisod. What does one thing have to do with the other? There was the concept that there's no din of tzivonim, so that we saw Rabbi Cheska Roth, and I saw quoted from the Chesh of Eifo. It also says the same svara that you can't clearly see it, right? So they weren't gozer because those days you had to be mafchin between dam within the odom. What's tuma? So he explains the Ran on page 5. Halvad hachkamet came into the raisa inam tumeya ela b'hargasha lo gozer ela b'dorah hamakabel tuma. Very simple. He says like this, that there are two aspects to Nida. You see, today we're not in the world of Tumba Vitara. The only thing we're only interested, to tell you the truth, the Tumma Vatara for this halacha, what's Makabal Tumma for Ksamen, and for Schach, Sukkah. Your Schach can't be Makabal Tumma, so you have to know Hilchos Tumma Vatara to know what's Makabal Tumma and what's not Makabal Tumma. You know, I grew up in the generation of bamboos. My father, Shlita, he grew up in the generation of the twigs, you know, that they put on the corner of the block. My father grew up in East New York. That was a very prominent community, as you probably never heard of, because there are no Jews there anymore. It was a very prominent community in Brooklyn called East New York. And that was one of the big communities and my father grew up in the same block with Fivel Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan. He grew up there as well. And Rav Gusman lived there as well. So my father told me they would put a heap of twigs on the corner of the block, and people would come and take for their schach. And then I grew up in the generation of bamboos. Now bamboo is passé. Now we're in the generation of mats. You know, so then it becomes more complex because mats sometimes can be makabel tumma, sometimes not makabel tumma. It also has relevance in the Hilchos Mikvaos of Kabbalah's tumma to make the mikvah is also another. But Bizman Chazal, you had to know if a woman sat on the chair before you. If they say there was a woman teacher sat on the chair before, and she, and whatever, if she was a nida, so then the chair is mekabel tumah. So if I sit here, I'm mekabel tumah. So if I want to eat kachim, I would have to be matar. So you have to take the chair and bring it to the mikvah. You know, like everything, like. You couldn't just sit on some random bench because you don't know who sat there 2 minutes ago. It was a whole different world. So today we're not involved in Tumma Vatara. We're involved mainly Isha Labayla. But Bisman that there was Tumma Vatara, so you have to realize there are two aspects to Nida. One aspect is the woman becomes a nida, she's also a baila. And then the other aspect is the dam nida itself is metame. Right? In other words, the dam nida is coming, versus, according to one opinion, makor makom tame, that the rechem is considered tame. So mebela, the dam nida itself, if it falls on a beged, it's metame. Now, the din that the dam nida is metame has nothing to do with hargashas or not. Dam nida is metame. Nothing to do with the hargasha. The din of hargasha is only lagabe the isha labayel. But so really, if a woman sees a kesem, she didn't have a hargasha. So one second. So mitzad midaraisa, she's tahara. Right? But midaraisa, the beged is tamei that the blood fell on. So we're afraid if we're going to say that the woman paskin that the woman is tahor and the beged is tamei, so eventually people are going to say that the beged's also tahor. Haraya, we're mitire the woman. So if we mitire the woman, we'll come to be mitire the beged as well. And that's not true because the beged has nothing to do with hargasha. So therefore. So therefore, there's nothing to do. So therefore, we should. So therefore, Chazal said we have to. We have a problem here because Meikra Din, the woman Beli Hargasha Kesem, the woman is tar, the beged is tamei. But a kilkul could come out of that because you'll come to be mitare the beged. So now what we have to do is mitame the woman also. We have to mitame the woman also, and therefore that's what we do. That's what we say. A woman is tamei. Midrabanan by a kesem, but that's only if the beged is makabel tumma. But if the beged is not makabel tumma, so then we're not going to be. So we're no problem that we're going to come to mitaher the beged because it's not makabel tumma. So By right, it shouldn't be tamei. So the fact that the woman is tahar and the beggar is tahar is fine. We don't need to make any chumras. But Masha'en Kain, if the beggar is mekabel tumme and they're going to metahir the woman and metahir the beggar, then ultimately will come to be metahir the beggar as well, and therefore they had to be metahir the woman as well. And that's what the Ran says. The Nodav Yehuda says a similar thing, more pilpulisha, but the Chiddush Ran says it very well.
The Tumah Durabanan nowadays is all because of the original Peshat HaShavah. Neither was Durabanan.
In other words, so the concept that a Kesem, that when Matami a Kesem, the Durabanan, the Matami the woman, is only if the Kesem is found in something that's Makabel Tumah, for this reason.
But even if
it's in Bizman. And even though Bizman he could say Bizman we're not concerned with. Nonetheless, we still follow the way it was then.
Is Mount Chazal less than a gris would or would not be mitame a regular beggar?
Less than a gris would also be mitame.
So I'm saying, so then why don't we make?
No, but less than a gris, we have a tliya that it's not damni the bechlal. That maybe it's.
So what would they say then? Is Mount Chazal? They would be chayish to say that the beggar was tame anyways.
No, less than a gris is not tame. The beggar is tame.
So I'm saying
why weren't they goes there?
From the beggar to the person.
Unless than a gris, because over there, no, but there we would betire the beggar also, because if there's a real tliya, because it's not dam neither. Okay, very good. Okay, so there is a Gemara. Take a look at page 3. And Nun Chesam Ralph. Okay, the four lines in the Gemara. Many years ago, when Daf Yomi was learning the sugyas of Oreg, in Shabbos, so those sugyas you're not going to understand unless you know what the whole process of weaving was Bizman Chazal. So there was a rav from England who did invitations all over. You know, he came here to YU one night. This goes back 20, probably 30 years or so. This when he came. Some rub in England, maybe he's still giving the presentations, but and so he gave a presentation of what this part of the womb of the loom and this, you know, to understand the those that are learning Daf Yomi. So I don't know so much about the but we'll have the basic ideas. Hahi itza dishkachak dama b'mashtisa. So a woman, she was weaving, you know, and she found blood on the mashtisa. Well, let's see what the Rashi says. Mashtisa. Masechet Shimshon, Metagmina, in Mashtisa, Shaisat, Masechet Tova Le'orig, and this is Dam Le'ashasi. In other words, Dam was found on one of the strings. Right, the chassis and Erev, the Erev is the horizontal string, the chassis is the vertical string. So, on that string, there was dam. So the assumption might be that maybe when she was doing it, I told you, this is pre-underwear, so if a woman is weaving and she has to do a stitch by putting the thing under her leg, so maybe some damnida fell on it. Also, the kamei d'rabyan haimalei tezi l'tesi. Well, maybe not. Maybe it came from somebody else. So the Gemara says, Tezil v'tesi. What does that mean? Take two. I mean, let her do it again, this stitch, and see if while doing the stitch, she had to put it underneath her leg. If she did, then very likely it's coming from there. If not, not. So the Gemara says, Vatanya ain't shown in Bataros. As the Gemara says, you don't repeat in Taros. Because who knows? Just because you did it the second time one way doesn't mean you did it first. What's the case? The case is you're putting on a talus. And there's something tummy there. And the question is, when you wave the talus, did it hit the tummy thing? So you see how you put it on. So he says, ain't shown in the talus. We don't tell you to do it again. To try to prove whether it touched or not. So the same thing over here. Why should we do it again? So the verse says, no. Ki amin ain't shown in l'kula. In other words, we're not going to be makil, but to be machmir, to say if he does touch it, we'll be machmir, that we do. Have a l'chum shown. So here, we're going to do a l'chumra, and we're going to try to see if she went under her leg. And if it went under her leg, that'll be a proof that that it's damnita.
Meaning, otherwise we'd automatically tama her, but if it didn't go on her leg, then we would say she would not tama.
Right.
But in the opposite, the chumra.
We're going to say, in other words, we're going to go the chumra. In other words, if it goes on her leg, we'll tama.
Otherwise, we would say it's tama.
In other words, we're going to...
The assumption is...
Right. Yeah. Okay. So comes the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh on page 10. So, Afil batka kaka olam, yoshva lov, motza lov da'am, yimein, litlo, smel, kolostain, yosem, yikris, tamek, I mean, come on, ain't a loch, grim. He says, who says we should pass to like Rabbi Nechemiah? Rabbi called up Shemuel Kavatayin and Kavatayin Tamid. It's so to have a Mishnayim and Shtisa. Not Dam Tusa Beshita. He says the Shesi string is not Mekabel Tuma because it's not a Beged. It becomes part of a Beged when it becomes part of a Beged. But the one singular string alone is not Mekabel Tumah. So the whole sugya, the whole pilpul in the sugya, where did the dam come from that was on the string, is assuming that if we knew it was on, came from dam nida, there would be a problem. But the string's not Mekabel Tumah. So says the Ravid. This is a raya, the ain halacha ki Rabbi Nechemya. Wow. That's a Ravid. Thus is arrived. So comes the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor is Chidusha Harazah, Rav Zrachya Halevi. And he says that no, he thinks that's not the right shot in the sugya. He says, "Ein zorai l'dvarav, ki mashtisa kli oregu." As mashtisa is not the string; it's the piece of metal that you weave with, and that's mekabel tumah. And that was the whole thing. Davar mekabel tumah. The meaning, yeah. So here the Baal. See, the Baal Hamor is usually the one that, I mean, so, in other words, in the end, we're going to follow the Baal Hamor in Psak. In other words, he says, we do pass the Rebbe Nechemya. We do pass the Rebbe Nechemya.
Just by metal,
it has to be Mekabel Tumah.
Right.
In other words, it has to be Mekabel Tumah. So if you learn Mashtisa, the way the Ravid said, if Mashtisa is what? is a string, it's not mekabel tumah, so that would be a raya that we don't pass like Rabbi Chaya. So the Baal HaMor says, no, that's not what mashtisa is. Mashtisa is the, you know, you've seen people weave, it's the metal thing. So comes Tosfos on Nun Ches Amud Aleph from page 3. And he asks the same kasha that everyone else is asking. And he gives another teretz, a third teretz, a kosov hashlishi, the achriya b'neim. He says, the third line, he mishkitzes the somach nehidolo mekabel tumah, mikol mokom mekabel tumah b'negoyim. He says, no, in other words, he says, basically, he's a kosov hashlishi, because the rider learns the string. The Baal HaMor learns it's the kli. So he says, no, it's the string, but it's mekabel tumah. Ah, it's not mekabel tumah, it's mekabel tumah's negoyim. It's not mekabel regular tumah of a sheretz, but negoyim has different dinim. And certain things that are not mekabel, like, for example, a bias is mekabel tumah, even though a bias normally is not... Yeah, so you ask, well, so why should need to follow Negoyim? Fakir, we just got through saying the whole thing with Iran is that there's nothing to do with Negoyim. It has to do with that we don't want it to be different from, you know, that the Dam is Matame. Okay? So this Cheshbon with the Tosfos is... is saying that that even if it's not mekabel tumah at all from the dam, but I guess he's saying that really, well, you could say it like this: really, the reason is for the ram. But then they made a low plug that anything that's mekabel tumah of any sort, even if the tumah that's mekabel is not the whole reason of the thing. Because the whole reason only should apply if it's mekabel tumah from dam nida itself. Right. Yeah, the says low plug. Okay, so the Nodahu, Rabbi Tachum points out the Nodahu that says low plug. On page 7. Which line? So the Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay, so that's a.
In
other words, if you're saying, the question is like this. If you're saying that it's enough that it's mekabel tumas negoyim to have it in kesem, that's against what we said before. Because we said before the whole reason why it has to be mekabel tumah is because the dam is metame. So if we retire the woman and metame the beggar, then we'll come eventually to metire the beggar also. That's the run. But if anyway the dam nida is not metame the beggar because it's not mekabel tumah's dam nida, so then why is that considered mekabel tumah for hilchas nida purposes? Because in Ochanami, we'll betire the beggar rightfully so, because it's not mekabel tumah's nida. And then the fact that we're betire the woman, so it's we'll betire the beggar also, and that's fine, because it's only mekabel tumah's negoyim. So why should tumah's negoyim help to explain, to have this reason apply? So the Rebbe Yehuda is saying that you have to say, one of the reasons of the Ran. But once they said it has to be mekabel tumah's nida, then they made a low plug that any tumah that it'll mekabel will be sufficient to have a din of kesam. Okay. Now, there is a famous Sidre Tara. He says a chiddush. He says, an unbelievable chiddush. And the question is, should we paskel like this chiddush or not? That's a separate question. Sidur Torah is on page 8. There's going to be a whole discussion whether the tissues is makabel tumah or not, and we're probably not going to be able to finish that today. It's a whole discussion. But let's assume tissues are not makabel tumah. Let's assume that we're going to assume in the end that anything that's disposable is not makabel tumah. That's how many paskin. Okay? But let me ask you a question. So therefore there should be no kesem on it, assuming that a kinuch is a kesem, right? That was a whole discussion we had, right? Did not everyone assume like that, but assuming that like that mahalach, that a tissue is wipe on a tissue is a kesem. So therefore, it's ainu mekabel tumah, so therefore we don't, so we metahir the tissue, it's ainu mekabel tumah, and therefore we metahir the woman also. But nida is not only metame b'maga, it's metame b'masa, meaning if you carry dam nida, even though you don't touch it, you're also metame. So memela, what's this heter that if to say the tissue is not makabel tumah? I can understand it by a stone on the ground. It's laying on the ground. So it's not makabel tumah. So if you see a kesem on a stone, it's mutter. But a tissue, even though it's not makabel tumah, but the person is makabel tumah who's holding the tissue. So therefore, we should have the same halacha, that any time dam nida gets on something that's not mekabel tumah, but it's being held by something that is mekabel tumah, then we should ask to the woman also. Because for the same reason, that in other words, if we're going to be mater, the woman will come to be mater the person and say the person's tar, and the person's not tar. Because the person is, in other words, a woman could be wiping herself, and she's not nida la'os la'bayla, but she could still be a nida lagabe tumas nida. Tumas nida and asula baila nothing, you know, two separate things. If a woman touches dam nida, she has tumas nida, but she's still going to be mutar la baila. You feel? A man can touch dam nida in his tame tumas nida, even though he's not a nida, obviously. So tumas nida and the issa nida are just two separate things. So his chiddush is, whenever you have a kesem on something that's not mekabel tumah, but something else is mekabel tumah that's holding it or on top of it, so then we have to be machmir because for the same svara that if we're going to come to be metayer, because the man, the person who's holding it, is taka tumah. And if the man, and if we're going to retire the woman, because it's ainu makabel tumah, then we'll come to be retire, you know, the tumah. So mainly we have to ask her everything. In other words, just because something is not makabel tumah, but if it's being held by something that is makabel tumah, and the dam nida falls on is on the tissue, but the person is holding the tissue, so that should be considered a kesem on something that's makabel tumah, because the kesem is metame. And the whole klal that the Ran told us is whenever something is going to get tame mitzad the dam, from mitzad maga, and he points out even masa, then we can't metaher the woman mitzad isha labayla, because then we'll come to be mitar the beggar also. Justin?
The Gemara made out that tumas, that dam nida is a function of our gusha.
For the Isha Labayla.
Yes, it says meaning sefshet or dasha, according to Quran, and even the tum is damidus, even damidus would be tumming, rather called damidus, would be dam stam. So therefore, according to Quran, it would seem that even if someone was holding with a masa, it wouldn't have a status of damidus.
So no, sure it's damidus.
Why the damidus?
Because it's no, it's no argasha, so then she's mutta labaila. But the dam is still
the dam.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That the tumma aspect of dam nida has nothing to do with hargasha. That's why if it falls on something that's makabel tumma, so then we have to, so the dam is tumma even without hargasha, and therefore the woman really should be muta labayla. But if we're going to mazer her labayla, then we'll come to think that the beged also is tar. So therefore we have to ask her everything.
It's a bit of a stretch, right? The immediate reaction of the dam touching to a bega, mattering her, makes sense that the exact action should also matter the bega. Like, the fact that there's another step involved, someone moving it, we know the masa of things that are tough. The assumption that we just assume that blood is totally not coming to cloud, because we're matter her?
Right, in other words, we're matter her, so therefore we might matter.
The blood doesn't exist, basically.
We're matter the person who's carrying the blood also, mitzad tumah.
It just seems like another step.
But it is another step, but it's happening right away.
Right.
So that's what he says. That's the chiddush of the Sidrei Tara. Mizeh yotza lanu chiddush din. Now he doesn't say it the way I say it. We'll see. He just says, the kaimelam v'nintza kesem al dov she'inu makabal tumah. He just says very simple. If you have a rock, and the rock is in a pot, and the kesem fell on the rock, which is in the pot, so it's found in something that I'm a Kabbal Tumah, but it's Munah, Haldover, that is Makabal Tumah, and therefore that should be considered Masa.
Right. Interesting, he doesn't say that.
Right. Now, so he doesn't say the way I say it, so that leads a room for the Minchas Chinuch. That leaves room for the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch here? Did I put it in a supplement? The Minchas Chinuch is just going to... there are five column quotes to Minchas Chinuch. You can look here. Yeah, take a look on page 9. In the Biurim, the Bari HaShulchan. He lives in Lakewood now. Rabbi Feivel Cohen. He grew up in East New York, and then he had the shul in Flatbush, and now he's not in the shul in Flatbush anymore. Now this work, you should know, 16 hours. Have to learn like 16 hours a day, 18 hours. You know what I mean? To write such a that's what he put in those days. Because these are so, every detail, Like, when I give shir, so I'm going to tell you the things that are, we'll do in detail, but things that are lamaisa, the things that, he has to do everything, even if it's lamaisa, not lamaisa, it's a very well done job. I'm not saying that I necessarily pass him like everything he says in the Sefer, but it's a definite, I just like to show you the amelus and the meticulousness of this. And then his son, there's a son who does the other part of Yerideya. So his son, did on Ribbis and on Mikvos and apart. So between the father and the son, they should finish all of Yerideya, which is a very huge accomplishment. Maybe the grandchildren could do the next chevron, the next generation.
His son's also called Bali Shulchan?
No, Chelkas Binyamin. He's the son-in-law of Mr. Ruby Shrone, who owns my building plus several other buildings here in the neighborhood. So he's the mechutin. He was just here the other day, the day of the other marathon, not today's marathon. The marathon of collecting that marathon day. So Richard Joel, the President Joel, was showing him around here. It's good. Chazal Sidrei Tara. Ein lachshah shem nimsa kesem al davish einu mekabel tuma munach b'kli mekabel tuma tmei holav adam tamei kli b'masav hikcha alav minchas chinuch till rov rishonim leka tumas masav b'kelim. So in other words, he makes that point. In other words, a person is tumas masa if you carry dam nida, but a kli is only if the dam nida touches the kli. But you don't say a kli is carrying dam nida if a rock has dam nida on it, and the rock is in the kli. There's no din masa by a kli. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch just was bothered with this idea that there's no masa b'kelim. But the Iker Yisod, he accepts that it doesn't have to fall on something that's makabel tuma, even if it falls on something that's not makabel tuma, but it's being held by something. So that's what he says. So the Minchas Chinuch accepted it, but he says that Rav Kolb points out that there are other Achronim, other Poskim that did not accept the Sidrei Tara. The Alter Rebbe. He says, if you look in the Alter Rebbe, you'll see that he quotes the Alter Rebbe. Here. The last word on the line is Mehagraz. Mehagraz. The Graz is the Alter Rebbe. Gaon Rav Zalman. Rav Shneur Zalman. Kuntres Achron, Simchuk Pe Gimel, Fifkan Beis. I think I Zirik said sometime. Maybe we'll see it sometime. Shochiach and Alde Bedika. See, the Alter Rebbe said that any Bedika is a Chashash Darais. Kus HaChashin El HaGosha. And what's his proof? Because he says they used to do Bedikas with cotton. Samer Geffen. So he used to do bedikas with Samer Geffen, that's not Mekabel Tuma. So according to the Sidrei Tara, right? So therefore must be so according to the Alter Rebbe, it's mashma that if we wouldn't be Chashin LaHagasha, so then it would just be a Kesem. Which is also interesting that he's assuming that a kesem even b'fnim the Alter Rebbe, because he's saying it must be a din d'oraisa because they do it with einu mekabel tuma. They used to do bedikas with einu mekabel tuma, and obviously we're going to be machmir because chashin l'agasha. But if it wouldn't be chashin l'agasha, then it would just be a kesem, and that would be mutter. Ah, but the person who's holding onto the cloth is Mekabel Tuma. So you see from there that doesn't matter, as long as the cloth itself is not Mekabel Tuma. So you see from here, he says that the Alter Rebbe held that Einu Mekabel Tuma means whatever the dam fell on has to be Einu Mekabel Tuma. Ah, you're right. this cheshbon of the Sidrei Tara, but like Rabbi Bernstein said, it's a little too fancy. A piece of art, right? But it's like a low plug, I guess, makula. In other words,
They weren't gozer.
In other words, in a chanami, you're right, if you follow the cheshbon to its conclusion, it should come out that way. But they weren't gozer. Because according to this, this is a big chumrah. And any time a woman is wearing something that's not mekabel tumah, a panty liner, it doesn't matter because she's carrying the damnida, she's masa.
Then any no kula should apply.
No, the only kula that will apply is if the dam is found on the ground or something like that.
I'm saying that today no kula should apply, even if it's on color, if it's on if it's a small amount, it shouldn't matter.
No, that's the kula of.
No, why should those matter though?
No, because those are
masa also there.
No. Because that has nothing to do. That's not a kula of Einu Mekabel Tumah. There's a separate kula of gris.
I understand that, but I'm saying, why should that matter?
No, because the less than gris is talin and b'makolas. That's a separate kula.
Oh, right,
this is good. Only the kula of Einu Mekabel Tumah, which means that even if it's more than a gris, there'll still be a separate kula. So that's the so the Maisa. He points out that other poskim argue with this. So the Maisa, the Sidrei Tara is not necessarily accepted Ladina, this Sidrei Tara. No, not like the Sidrei Tara. But if it's found something that it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's Tar.
There are those
who pass
though,
it's
not
the Galatin. What?
There are those
who pass like this, Andrew? It might be a minority. Let's see, we have Rabbi Yashiv here. Rabbi Yashiv is very machmir, and Rabbi Yashiv didn't accept his kula of disposable. So that changes the whole world around. Because, in other words, if you don't accept a heter of disposable, then a lot of things are mekabel tumah. Then you have a whole different, you know. So, but the minhag olam, like Rav Moshe held that way, Rav Bick held that way, others. I guess some people was told like Rabbi Yashiv. Yeah. What's the source of the disposable thing? Take a look on page 21. I think the final column quotes are 21. The Rambam. Perek Hey Hilchas Kalim Halacha Zayin. The third line, Chein HaKaren. The first word line, Shikarenu. Chein HaKaren, the second wide line in the middle. Chein HaKaren, Shu Mishtamish Ba, you have a horn. Umashlicha. In other words, you use it, the horn, you know, as a receptacle or something like that. You have a horn, chauffeur. Use it for, you know, you don't make the hole like we do, but you use it like a receptacle. And then, mashlicha, einu mekabelas tumah. Mikabelas Tumah. So Rav Chaim Cohen in one place writes that.
What's the situation?
In other words, using something as a receptacle and then you discard it.
Disposable.
So it's disposable.
Not the you don't dispose the actual keren, not what's inside the keren.
Right, the keren you dispose. Pray the keren should be established from a shlicha, the keren. Eina mekabelas tuma. So the mice, you know, the minhag ha'olam is to be makel on. I mean, that's why I told you. That's why they started. Part of the reason they started manufacturing the black liners and things like that. You know, so to make it into tzivonim. Okay, now. Rabbi David Feinstein told me, because the question is like this, Rabbi Welcher from Kew Garden Hills, we once had a wedding together, so he was saying that he remembers the days that Rabbi Moshe would look at the tissue paper to see the color of the kesem. So he was wondering, how does this shtim with this idea that Rabbi Moshe held that anything disposable is not the Kabbalah Tumma? That was the question that he raised at the table at the chasana. And the tshuva here is here on page 20. You see, we're gonna see. We don't have time today to discuss it, but there's a machlokas. What's the store status of paper? Is paper makabel tumah? Is not makabel tumah? That it's gonna take me an hour to explain that. So we're not gonna do that today. But Rav Moshe says. That whole machlokas between the Chasam Sofer and the Noda Behuda, where the paper is Mekabel Tumma, that's the paper they used to have, which was not disposable. But today, it's disposable. On Nir Shalonu, top line, Shildak, Loi Shaykh Lecha. So those days they had paper, they would clean it and reuse it. Yeah, it was thicker. So today we don't reuse paper. I mean, we throw it away, maybe get to recycle, but we don't reuse it. So therefore it's disposable. So then he says, the machlok is no, the behuda chasam sofer is not shaykh. And all our paper is not, all the disposable things are not makabel tum. So that's what Rabbi Welcher was asking. So what shot, and Moshe held like this, so why was he looking at to see the color? It doesn't matter what color it is, Bukhara, because it's. So one answer you could give is, you know, some poskim held that something that's very red, I'm not saying that's Shadon Rav Moshe, but some held something that's very red, like I think they're of Mayor Bransdorf or whatever, then they would, you know, treat it as a Riyah. In other words, Riyah for them was not only the quantity, but the quality, you know, of the Mara, they would treat it as a Suffolk Riyah. So then you had to see, because and then once it's a re, it's not going to help. But Rav David Feinstein said to me in the sukkah, they have communal sukkahs in the Lower East Side. So in the sukkah, he said to me, I asked him this. He said, "Yeah, originally Rav Moshe was like mesupak about it. He didn't say equivocally that it's not mekabel tumah. But in the later days, he just said it's not mekabel tumah, and then he stopped looking at the tissues of these." I mean, the only reason still you have to look for the tissue just to see if it's a riboy dam, but that's, you don't have to look too carefully, just see if it's a riboy dam. So that's why, you know, women, you know, they have pads, panty liners, but again, as I said, tampon is not mekabel tumah. But that's inside. That's why I asked Rav Abadi in the Sefer, he writes tampon, it's not mekabel tumah. So I said, what difference does it make? It's inside. So he was masking. It really doesn't make a difference for us. If you assume, like he does, that anything inside is already a daraisa, so then anything and a tampon is going to be automatically a nida.
So he goes, for some reason,
yeah, so he said maybe it could be that it didn't go inside, but the process is the way to use it is to go inside. Right. That's the whole way it's used.
Anything inside has a status of post throw, right?
Yeah. Anything inside is, and therefore it's a deraisa. So then, that's how we normally paskin. That, and that's why the biggest, this could happen all the time. A woman thinks she's getting a period, right? And in the end, she doesn't really get it. Or maybe just a drop. So if she would have put on a pad, then she'd be okay. But then she put on a tampon, and then that little bit got on the tampon. So now even though she gets nothing afterwards, she's finished. Because that's Mitzadam Bifnim. And most posts can hold that anything Bifnim is a Daraisa. So once it's a Daraisa, you don't get any, there's no coolers. Okay. I think we're going to stop now because it's going to, the other show is going to take too long. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll go back to 6 years and we'll start the other one. So let me wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, the good you are. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be reinvigorated. If you have time over Chol HaMoed, you can bring some packets into the Sukkah and do Chazara because we have to, I mean, with Nida, we have how many Bechinas we have in Nida? Three Bechinas we have. So, because, you know, it gets too much, you'll see, if we do more than, less than three. So it's a good time now to, you know, Baruch, how many Shiurim did we have so far?
11.
11. Yeah. 11 packets, right, Mishir? 11 Shiurim. So 11 Shiurim is, we're getting towards the first third. Guess it's like 60 something Shiurim, Chlal. So somewhere in the 20s zone, you know, we'll stop, give you a little time to Hazara. But it's Kedai, if you have time now during the break to do Hazara, I would strongly recommend.
Are you allowed to read late notes?
What?
Are you allowed to read late notes?
Yeah, that's a question. Chol HaMoed.